Now another story that pits local officials against the federal government. The Aviation and Transportation Security Act requires U.S. airports to replace private security companies with federal screeners, but five U.S. airports will be allowed to keep private companies on the job. Airports across the country are vying to get selected for the pilot program. Matt Hackworth of member station KCUR reports that officials in Kansas City think their airport should go to the head of the exemption line.
The three circular terminals that make up Kansas City International Airport look like a clover from the air. Passengers park in the center of each circle and walk just a few hundred feet to the ticket counter. This passenger-friendly concept was designed in the late 1960s, long before security screening was a major concern. The airport's architecture makes one central security checkpoint impossible, and airport officials like Phil Brown are nervous about the federal government controlling security here.
We know our needs here at Kansas City International. The federal government will have a tendency to use the cookie cutter approach. If it's good enough for this airport, it's good enough for that airport. And in our judgment, the cookie cutter approach doesn't work.
Kansas City's airport has a greater number of security checkpoints than almost any other airport in the country. Officials here are quick to point out that it takes more security screeners to staff Kansas City's airport than much larger airports like Chicago's O'Hare. Glass walls partition off a few gates at a time, and for every partition, there's a checkpoint. That makes 17 security checkpoints at Kansas City International, each one manned by as many as 7 security workers. While Transportation Security Administration officials agree that a cookie-cutter approach to airport security won't work, Kansas City airport executives worry that a new federal standard won't be tailored to the airport's needs. So they want Kansas City to be part of a federal program that tests private screening companies operating under federal security guidelines. Airport officials say a private company can help them avoid problems they've encountered in the past, like when overtime pay ran out for customs agents, who then refused to work after normal business hours. That forced the city to pay their overtime costs. Kansas City Councilwoman Teresa Lohr says she's worried federal security oversight won't work at this airport.
What if Congress doesn't appropriate enough money? What if the money isn't divvied up, you know, the way we think it needs to be? What happens in those scenarios? That's why we thought maybe taking the private sector route might be better for us.
Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta says numerous airports across the country are hoping to be chosen to be one of the five allowed to continue contracting with private security firms. But at a recent news conference in Kansas City's small international terminal, Mineta sought to assure the public that all airports will be safe.
One of the things we're already finding is that we will have more screeners at airports across the country than had been the case prior to 17th of February, when it was still an airport to screening company contract.
It's still unclear just who the private security companies will answer to once they're in place and who will pay for their services. These unanswered questions aren't worrying airport officials here. They're too busy arguing that private security companies can do a better job than the federal government at keeping planes flying out of Kansas City safe. For NPR News, I'm Matt Hackworth in Kansas City.